Welcome to The Virtual Shift, a show looking at the seismic changes happening in healthcare with virtual care at the epicenter. Join me and my guests as we look at key cultural and policy shifts impacting how providers, payers, and patients connect, as well as how care is being reimagined both for today and the future. Hello, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Tom Foley. You can learn more about this show by visiting the program on healthcarenowradio.com, and be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at FoleyTom. And the hashtag, The Virtual Shift. We have a great guest on today, Dr. Sohail Sadat. He is the founder and CEO of GenieMD. Dr. Sadat, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Tom.
So, Dr. Sadat, very interesting news that was released today. Frost & Sullivan has recognized GenieMD as the company of the year, and specifically in the category of virtual chronic disease management. So congratulations for that recognition.
Thank you, Tom. We are very honored to have received this distinct recognition. This is actually our second recognition by Frost & Sullivan. Last one was, I believe, 2022, early 22. And this one is very special because not only it names us as the company of the year, but it also addresses or points to a specific area in healthcare that, namely the chronic care management, that we believe it's significant in terms of contribution to managing the health of individuals as well as the market growth of this particular segment of the market.
Yeah, it is, as you know, a very crowded and noisy market, and for you to get this distinction speaks volumes for GenieMD and the GenieMD team. Before we go on to the next topic, I do want to read for the audience two specific quotes for the audience to get a better perspective of what the senior research analyst had stated about GenieMD. The first quote, GenieMD enables healthcare providers to extend care into the patient's home and provide personalized treatment, as well as early intervention through remote monitoring and virtual care, which can significantly improve patients' outcomes. The company's enterprise-based, scalable, and modular platform includes telehealth, remote patient monitoring, chronic care management, remote therapeutic monitoring, and behavioral health. I love the idea that what GenieMD is doing in the context of extending care in the home, because, as you know, virtual care is about the whole patient all the time, not just when they're in the brick and mortar. What are your thoughts are on relative to this strategic nature of the home?
Absolutely. We go to our doctors two or three or four times a year, and we have 20-minute or 30-minute visits, and that's the entire exposure of the clinician to a person. And the rest of the time, we are at home, and there is no visibility as to how the person is doing, whether they have chronic conditions, whether heart disease, diabetes, obesity, asthma, you name it. There's just no visibility as to the day-to-day health status of a person. Now, by monitoring these people through smart devices, low friction, easy to use devices, and having these patients monitored by a group of care navigators or care managers, depending on how you call them, we significantly improve the health of individuals, and we get in front of a potential ED visit in case of an extreme high blood pressure or aberrations in their glucose level.
Awesome. And the last quote that I'll read from the analyst report about GenieMD, it says, highly focused on ensuring exceptional end-to-end customer service and technologically advanced solutions. The company supports delivery of high-quality, affordable care, is committed to providing the best-in-class solutions that assist care providers in extending efficient, cost-effective home care delivery models. Well done, I will say.
Absolutely. The patient care is paramount in our view of managing our business. We are conservative in the way we conduct and practice medicine, basically. We do not risk and push the envelope as some others might. And as I said, we are super conservative in offering the best care possible to our patient population.
Awesome. So tell us about, we jumped right into the Frost and Sullivan Award. And so tell us a little bit about GeneMD.
Well, we've been around a number of years now, a 10-year-old company, started by having iPhone apps that managed a person's health in the palm of their hand to, as of late, where we are a unified virtual care platform in terms of technology, and we offer medical services through our medical group, as well as care management and billing. So end to end, from the beginning to the end of this journey of a patient, we manage. We also have an international footprint. We are present in Asia. We are present in Central America and South America.
Very interesting. And that's what I like about the GeneMD model, and I think it's a major differentiator, is that you're not just a technology company. You are a medical group. Well, you have a tight relationship with a medical group, a GeneMD medical group, and the ability to deliver care through the care managers and physicians, I think just distinguishes the organization above and beyond most virtual care platforms. How do you leverage the technology and the medical group and the care management in the context of an opportunity to satisfy an industry problem?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. Obviously, we started being a technology company, and as we kind of learned more about how healthcare is conducted, if you will, we very quickly realized that we need to have a companion medical group. So by regulation, of course, corporations can't practice medicine, so you need to have a separate medical group company. You have a friendly relationship. The medical group is independent, has its own president, and runs independently. So we can't influence what our doctors do. They are directed to do the best they can for the patients. So there are many different things that you can do when you have these four components, right? The technology company, the medical group, the care management, and the billing part. And of course, one of the things that are different about our medical group is that we also accept insurance, some of the more important insurance. And payers are accepted by our physicians, UnitedHealthcare, Aetna, Anthem, etc. So, but there are many applications, and we can kind of do a deeper dive into those as you will.
Yeah. So before we do that, I just want for clarity, while you do have a medical group and you do accept insurance, the way in which you, as I always say, I think GeneMD has a great Lego set. So it's based on the client's business problem and how it goes about we go about solving that for them. You don't have to use the medical group, or you don't have to use the technology per se. You're able to transform your services, your bundled services, into a unique solution based on the opportunity. Is that a valid statement?
Absolutely. So we private brand our application for many clinics and hospitals. So in that regard, you could come to us and just ask for the technology piece. But we do have a number of partners that not only use our technology, but also use our doctors. So they, for example, have a specific a medicine that they have compounded or they have developed, and they would like to market that. and they really don't want to go through the effort of creating yet another telemedicine platform and a medical group. So they come to us and we offer both. But as you said, you can choose. You can have our technology, or you could have the technology and the medical group and care management when we kind of start talking about remote monitoring.
And when you talk about the private branding and the technology side, you provide a full end-to-end service. So your clients that they're looking for medical devices, care management services, that's a full bundle that you can bring to the table. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Like if we were just going to kind of quickly name some of these market segments, obviously telemedicine is perceived as someone downloading an app or going to a portal and answering a few questions and being seen by a doctor that prescribes the medicine 24/7. So that's just one segment, and that has become commodity. It's available through many, many different channels. But there's also an ever-growing offering of a special or specific therapeutic. For example, as of late, the GLP-1 drugs for weight loss, a number of longevity drugs, creams, or other types of medications for keeping the body young and beautiful. So those are that's another kind of segment or track of healthcare. But there are many others. For example, we are super excited about working with pharmaceutical companies. And the way that relationship works is normally when you watch a commercial on TV about a particular drug or therapeutic, the call to action is ask your doctor about. And of course, by the time you get to your doctor, you've forgotten about these complex and fancy names. And so you just kind of lose the effectiveness of that commercial. But in the world of virtual care, if I go to some website, whether I go to a pharmaceutical website or if I go to a co-branded or a non-branded application or web page of that particular drug, and I read and say, "Oh, this could be very helpful to my condition." Right there and then, there is a button says, "Talk to a doctor now." And when you click on that button, you get connected to one of our doctors that basically helps you navigate through the maze of how you kind of eventually get that particular drug. And some of these drugs are complex and can't be prescribed over telemedicine, but describing how the drug works, educating the patient, and guiding them through the health system is a significant contribution of value.
And it goes without saying that the transition from the pharmaceutical website to actually talking to the provider, one of the GeneMD medical group providers, the provider doesn't necessarily know that that patient came from the website, right? This is all medical regulation from that pharmaceutical approved, and it's all, just for the audience sake, there are dividers, if you will, that make this all appropriate in the context of regulations.
Absolutely. We spend more time with legal than with our technology people to implement this. But yes, you're absolutely right. When a case comes to the to our doctors don't know the source of these patients. They don't care. They see a patient. The patient is presenting with a problem, and they try to guide the patient the best they can.
Did you say you work with legal and lawyers, or did you say sales inhibitor organization? I was confused. I'm just joking.
Yeah,
A little aside.
We do need them to stay away from certain places.
Exactly. So moving on. So you do some very interesting work with pharmacies too. Tell us a little bit about what you do there and how virtual care and your platform applies to the pharmacy space.
Yeah, that is actually a very, very interesting segment. I personally have always felt that pharmacists are better equipped to prescribe a particular medicine than doctors, because of course doctors know how to diagnose a particular condition, but I think pharmacists know a lot more about medicine than perhaps doctors do, because of just the abundance of these medications and which one does what, etc., is pretty complex. But that being said, pharmacists also would like to participate in the circle of care of a patient.
For sure.
So imagine you walk into a pharmacy. Obviously, it's a late Saturday or Sunday. You don't have access to your primary care. You have a condition that you like to be treated, or you would like a refill. So that's one aspect of the pharmacy interaction. So you go to a pharmacy, you get a script, and the script will automatically go to that pharmacy. So you basically walk back in the line and pick up your medicine. Of course, the other aspect is the pharmacist has a lot to contribute to the patient's health. You can do a medication reconciliation. You can guide them through a variety of questions that they may have about medication adherence. And there are additional services that you can provide. You can provide them with transportation. There are some CPT codes that support that. You can offer services such as at-home tests. A lot of people don't know their cholesterol level. So imagine you walk into a pharmacy. You pick up a box, it's an at-home test. You go home and use a technology such as GeneMD to register that kit. Kit goes to the CLIA lab certified, and then eventually the result will come back in the Genie app. So you can kind of see how your A1C is doing or how your cholesterol is doing, etc. And that information, then from that point forward, is also available in your episodic encounter with any of the GeneMD physicians. And that adds significant value to an encounter. It goes from a very low acuity encounter to almost a primary care encounter.
Interesting. So the one use case or segment of the market that you're in as well is obviously what where there's the most noise, right? All those ones that you just talked about are very unique. I would say very unique. There's not many telehealth organizations working with pharmaceuticals. There's not many working with pharmacies, and the white labeling. I know GeneMD has a number of solutions out in the market under a private labeled solution. Remote
yeah,
patient.
But,
Go
Tom,
ahead.
if I may just say something about that. That's just kind of a double-edged sword, the private branding. Obviously, your private brand, and you have all of a sudden an extended sales force. They offer the product to a significantly wider audience. But the flip side of it is that you're the intel inside. You are hiding your brand behind someone else's brand. And as such, you don't get as much of the brand recognition that you really deserve. But it's just a mix. So it's great to have private branded customers. At the same time, we kind of lose the recognition of the brand that we really deserve.
No, I hear you. If you're white labeling it on behalf of a health system, obviously the community members know the health system, and they're much more wanting to gravitate to that brand versus a brand that they might not have known. Although I think the GeneMD brand is growing, but certainly leverage the brand of your client to do what's important on behalf of the patient, and that's moving towards a greater state of wellness for sure. But so talk to us a little bit about the remote patient monitoring, therapeutic monitoring, chronic care management. It starts to, again, bundle all of your different services together.
So one of the, if I were to kind of call it a unique aspect of our solution, our platform, is that a patient that comes in for an episodic encounter with one of our physicians, simply by flipping a switch, we can turn this patient into a remote monitoring patient. Now, there are different modalities here. There's a remote patient monitoring, there's a therapeutic monitoring, there's chronic care management, behavioral health, et cetera. But fundamentally, in all of these cases, you have the patient remotely, they're at home. In the case of an RPM, the remote patient monitoring, you send them a device. In the case of an RTM, you monitor their medication intake. Because of chronic care management, of course, is more extensible and extensive in terms of what you do with the patient. But in all of these cases, we can either, again, be the technology company. We can offer you our technology to onboard the patient or tens of thousands of patients if you want to basically ship them these devices. They are monitored, and the data will seamlessly come to our platform. We can set alerts, notifications, escalations, and eventually generate the billing report to send to the payers. Now, if you have your care management, you could just get our technology and do the care management yourself. If you have your own doctors, then you use your own doctors. But we can also provide you the entire solution. We can offer the physician that needs to initially have the encounter and approve that this patient qualifies to be on RPM, RTM, CCM, as well as care managers that work for us, but work on behalf of the doctor to monitor these patients. And eventually, we will generate the bill and send that to our billing department, which will then bill the payers. So it's just, again, a sort of a la carte. It's, as you called it, the Lego system. You can take these Legos and kind of put them together any which way that will meet your business model.
Very compelling. There are so many pieces to the puzzle here that you've done a very articulate job in engineering a solution that I think is very unique in the market and can serve a lot of different endpoints. It's not just one entity, right? You don't do just remote patient monitoring. You don't just do chronic care management and the other modalities. So when a client comes to you, it's really a one-stop shop. You become the strategic partner to deliver an end-to-end integrated platform. And I think that is very, very compelling in the industry and rises above a lot of the noise that is out there for sure.
Yeah, in fact, the word partner is the right word to use. And that's what we call each and every one of our so-called customers. We call them partners because we are their partner. We are there to meet and exceed their expectation and be there when they need us, whether they have a problem or they have a new feature request. We are there to not as a supplier, but as a partner. And I think that attitude and the attitude of the customer is no questions asked is always right. That leads to trophies such as what we got from Frost & Sullivan as a company of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we have 3 minutes left in the program. I wanted to ask you about hospital at home and your vision for the next year or so from a GeneMD perspective.
Yeah, so we continue to innovate. Obviously, we didn't get to talk a lot about AI right now. It's just a lot of noise about AI. So we kind of purposely shied away from kind of saying that we also have quite a bit of interesting AI in the platform and our initiatives in AI, whether it is homegrown or it's just through partnerships. So that's one area that obviously everyone in any industry is focused on as to how you can improve the processes, provide better service, in our case, better outcomes for patients through artificial intelligence. And we continue to add additional services. For example, we recently added at-home services integration with Rideshare, integration with Quest Diagnostics, just a kind of a full-blown suite of applications in the platform to offer to our partners.
So we are out of time, so we're gonna leave it there. Dr. Sadat, I very much appreciate you coming on to the Virtual Shift. And again, congratulations on your recognition by Frost & Sullivan, and best of luck as you move forward.
Thank you, Tom, for having me on your program.
Awesome. Have a great day.
That's today's shift. I appreciate the audience taking the time to tune in. If you missed part of today's episode, you can tune back in at the healthcarenowradio.com at the same time, 11 a.m. or 7 p.m. Eastern throughout the week. And be sure to check out the program page at thevirtualshift.co. As well, remember to follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at Foley Tom, and follow the show's hashtag, The Virtual Shift. I'm Tom Foley. Until the next shift.